800-686-2-
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a beautiful morning where I live here in Kennebunk, Maine. A little bit in the cold side. We had the coldest morning of the year or so far, getting down to 16 degrees. Still green. Looks like it's going to be a green Christmas for everybody, unless we do get a Christmas miracle and get a little bit of snow. But it makes it easier for everybody to get around without it all over the road. Now, if we can help you with your questions, the phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call now, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. And we can help you to solve some of the potential problems. Now, I want to tell you, I've talked to Ken Kukurowski, and you've all heard Ken on the radio. He's from Bayer Advance, and Ken is in charge of research and development for Bayer. And we were talking about the weather, and the weather has been, as you all know, warmer than normal. No matter where you live, we haven't had any snow to speak of. We've had warm weather. The ground is not frozen. And Ken is a little bit worried about the springtime. And he said that, you know, if you live in the Carolinas and you have a 5 to 10 degree difference, it can make a difference in the amount of insects or fungus spores that are killed during the winter. If you live in New England and you have the same thing, you can have that same type of problem. If you live in New York or the middle part of the country, or even in Florida, you can have less of a problem. You can have more of a problem when spring arrives with insects and disease because our winter months were warmer than normal. Being said that, you could have more insects and diseases next year. So one of the things that Ken recommended that you do, if you're home and we have a day where the temperatures are in 40 degrees or warmer, and that's pretty likely to happen, what he recommends that you do is if you have any fruit trees, any rose bushes, shrubbery that you have had problems with in the past with insects, that you buy a combination oil and fungicide spray, like All Season Oil and either a fungicide oil like sulfur. Some of the companies sell an oil and sulfur combination, or you can buy them separately. But if you can get a day where the temperatures are going to be in the mid-40s, drag out your hose, your bottle sprayer, attach it to the hose, and spray all of your plants. He also recommended your perennial beds. Spray the ground. Spray the ground of your vegetable garden if you have not raked it. And raking and cleaning will make a big difference. So if you haven't cleaned your vegetable garden or your annual or your perennial beds and you've got some time, get the bamboo rake out. Get it raked and cleaned to get the dead foliage out of there. Because if the weather continues to stay warm, disease spores will not die. And the insect eggs that normally die due to the cold will not also. And he said the worst thing that could happen would be a foot of snow. The ground's not frozen. We get a foot of snow. It will insulate them so that they will not die during the winter. So if we could get a week or 10 days of temperatures like we had last night, and then a good snow to hold the cold in the ground, that would help a great deal. Right now, it doesn't look that way. But if you're a good gardener and you've got some time, this is something that you should consider doing, because we could have a major problem with insect. And the one insect that worries him more than anything, if you live in southern Maine, southern New Hampshire, southern Vermont, western Massachusetts, the worst insect for our evergreen trees is an insect called woolly adelgid. And it looks like little white cotton spots on your hemlock trees. Traditionally, the winters are very cold, and if the insect gets into southern Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and western Massachusetts, New York State, northern part, the winters are cold enough to kill the eggs that were laid during the summer and fall season. If the winter stays warm, those insects will not die. And the woolly adelgid will move further north, damaging the trees. And if you live in those areas, you know that one of the main evergreens in those areas is the Canadian hemlock. So there is a reason for winter to control insect populations. So let's hope that we do get some cold weather to kill off the eggs so that we don't have that particular problem. Now, if we can help you, if you have any concerns about this or you need some ideas for a good plant for Christmas, give us a call. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll work together and we'll try and see if we can help you to prevent this problem for your yard, for your garden, and we can help you with some good ideas. Now, if any of you are still considering sending a wreath or the beautiful centerpieces that my son Jason is making today, we can ship and guarantee shipment to New England, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania only, to be shipped out on Monday. On Tuesday, it's New England only. And if you're listening to the show, the Garden Journal, if you buy two or more, is on sale for $25 instead of $30. And you can order it on the internet, and the price will be adjusted. Okay? Now, when you're at your local nursery or garden center, and you're really tied up for ideas for a present for your favorite gardener, how about a gift certificate? They can use it in the spring, to buy their annuals, their perennials, maybe buy a tree. Or you could find out from the nursery or the garden center, I want to buy a pear tree for my father for Christmas. What will a pear tree cost? They'll have a rough idea. It may be $35, $40, $50. And then you can write on the gift certificate, here is a $50 gift certificate to his favorite nursery for the apple or the pear tree that he always wanted, plus some soil conditioners. And then in the spring, he goes down early, selects the tree, brings it home, and that tree was something that he got from you during the holiday season. If you're looking for a good flowering plant, we were talking earlier about orchids, and the best of the orchids is called a Phalaenopsis orchid. More of a rounded flower. The leaves are long and strap-like and lay flat on the ground almost. When you buy a plant, make sure there are still buds on the plant. If it's in full bloom, it will not last that long. Pick it with buds. Lots of sun and warm.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschlamm, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, Our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pete from New Hampshire with a question about rabbits.
Peter, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. How can we help you with the rabbits?
Well, we have some rabbit pellets that we want to know if we can put them directly into the garden or if we have to compost them first.
This is the droppings of the rabbit.
Correct.
Yes. You can put them directly into the vegetable garden, blend it with the soil, and it will turn into some most beautiful compost that you've ever had, because they are basically eating greens and some processed stuff. But for the most part, it's fresh material that the rabbits are eating, straw and grains, and it's well digested because they do break up the seeds. Animals like horses don't chew their food, and if you take their manure and you put it straight in the garden without giving it a chance to heat up, you could have oats, a wheat, a rye that the horse ate come right up all over the garden, and you'd have a real nightmare. But the rabbit will really chew his food a lot easier, breaks it down totally, and you can just spread it over the garden now. The rain, the snow, and the weather will be absorbed by that pellet. It will expand, break apart, and it will be really beautiful fertilizer and organic matter for your garden. So spread it on your garden as it develops.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You have a great holiday. Thank you so much for the call, Peter. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from Rhode Island with a question about geraniums.
Eileen, good morning. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Good morning to you, Paul, and the same to you.
Thank you.
I took two geraniums in separate pots at the end of the summer and put them in my basement. They are getting some light from the south, because they're facing a south window. But I water them sparingly, but they're still green, and I'm not going to take them out of the pots. But I don't know how to take care of them for the winter, because I would like, they were beautiful. I couldn't part with them, to tell you the truth. So I would like to know how to get them through the winter indoors, down the basement.
Okay. Just continue to do as you are currently doing. Okay? And then in late February, first week in March, bring your potted geraniums upstairs. Put them in front of a south-facing window and take that geranium and cut it back so it's only about 6 to 8 inches tall. No taller than 8 inches. But if they're in the same container as they were last year, put them in a pot 2 inches larger. Chop them back. Apply some Osmocote fertilizer. And I'm telling you, you will not believe what will happen to that plant. Many years ago, when we had our greenhouse, we would buy, the last week in February, we would buy stock plants from geranium growers. And what the geranium growers did is they would take all of their geranium plants, put them in a greenhouse, pot to pot, and force them to grow tall so that they could take cuttings during the winter months. And by the end of February, they had taken all of the cuttings for the year. We would buy these stock plants for around $2, and they looked terrible. And we would knock them out of the 6-inch pots. We would put them in 8 to 10-inch containers, but we cut them down to 6 inches tall. We put Osmocote, we put them in a nice warm greenhouse, and by Memorial Day, those plants were 12 inches wide, 12 to 15 inches tall, full of flowers and buds, and they were gorgeous. So for now, continue what you're doing, no food, and then in late February, bring them up, repot, chop them back, fertilize them, pamper them, talk to them, and they will be gorgeous. And you can take cuttings also.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. Not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Remember, the God Journal, today, Monday and Tuesday, can be shipped so that it can be received in time for the holidays. And if you buy two or more, the regular price of $29.95 will be adjusted to $25, saving you $5 per book. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Mass with a question about hibiscus.
Good morning, Mary. Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Paul, I called a few weeks ago about a hibiscus bush that had been dug up and given to me. Now, should I add more dirt? And now it has been in terrific bloom. It's gorgeous. But the only thing is I've noticed that I have a lot of white spots on my leaves. What can I spray that with?
Okay. Are the white spots on the top of the leaf or on the underside?
On the top.
On the top. And is it like a little indentation, or is it something that if you scratch at it, you can flake it off?
I don't know. It looks like the poor plant has developed dandruff. Very tiny. It's very tiny. It seems like it's a bug.
Yeah,
like a web.
That's why. Yeah, that's why I was asking. And it's only on the top of the plant, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds to me that you are beginning to develop aphids on your hibiscus. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And if you go to your local garden center, you can buy a general purpose indoor plant spray that you can spray directly on the foliage, and it will take care of the aphids. Now, aphids on hibiscus are a very common insect, and you will need to spray that plant probably every single week because they multiply so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the plant was dug, it was repotted, and if it's in a good sized pot, then you should be okay in that container until springtime.
No, it's in a bucket. It's in a bucket that had originally been dug, that had, when it was taken out, it's in the bucket, and there it stayed. So should I add more dirt?
Yeah, I mean, better you take care of the plant, the better it's going to grow for you. But just be aware that if it's in a bucket and you overwater, there's no way for the excess moisture to escape. So you might be better off to buy a pot that's the same size or even larger than the bucket that it's in currently. Get some fresh potting soil, repot it, and that way if you do overwater, at least the excess can escape and you won't rot the root system. Now, every time you water that hibiscus, you should feed that plant. So buy some Miracle-Gro, and every time you water, put the Miracle-Gro in the water. If you're like me, you get busy, you forget, and you're lucky if it gets watered, then when you buy the new soil, buy a small container of Osmocote. Osmocote will release the food to the plant every time you water, and it will last for a 3 to 4 month period, depending on which one you buy. So if you know that you're not going to be feeding it every time you water, buy the Osmocote. But I would get it out of the bucket in a pot the same size or even larger, some fresh potting soil, put your Osmocote down, give it a good drink, keep it in a sunny window, and spray the plant until you see that the little white spots disappear. It sounds like it's aphids, and what will happen is they will move from the leaves to the flower buds. And once they get on the flower buds, what will happen is they'll start sucking on the bud. Excuse me. They'll start sucking on the bud, and some of your flower buds will fall, and they'll never get a chance to bloom. So don't mess with this. Get a good general purpose indoor plant spray at your local garden center, some soil, some Osmocote. Do it right, and hibiscus will flower for you all winter long. If we can help you, the phone number, it's toll free, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. If you would like to receive our weekly newsletter all winter that will give you some great ideas, go to paulparent.com. And it's P-A-R-E-N-T, paulparent.com. At the bottom of the website, it says newsletter. Just click on it. Put in your email address, and every single Thursday, we will send you a newsletter that will help to keep you sane during the cold days of winter. And this year, in January, and February and March, we are going to begin a new segment called Vegetable School. And every week, we're going to take 1 hour, a different hour each week, and we are going to talk about a different vegetable for you in your garden. So that will help you, and we're going to put all that information on the newsletter. So if you want some help, that will be the place to go. So just go paulparent.com. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from New Hampshire with a question about grapevines.
Good morning, Sue. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hi.
Thank you. You too. Well, I was calling, Paul, about I had heard that you're not meant to put grapevines close to, like, another small fruit bed or a vegetable garden because of their root system. So I wanted some clarification on that.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a garden at one end of my property, and I have four apple trees. I have herbs on one end, strawberries on the other, and grapes growing in the same area. And the grapes have been producing like crazy. As long as they're not shaded by the other plants, you should not have a problem at all. I mean, how close are other plantings from the grapevine?
Well, I haven't put them in a permanent home yet. I just grabbed them last spring and put them in an area, in a small fruit area. But I wanted to replant them and put like a pergola or some kind of a climbing structure. But I didn't want to put them too close to my small fruit and upcoming garden beds because I heard the root system goes out like 15 feet and it might interfere. So I wanted to clarify that first.
You will not have a problem. The only thing that would cause a problem would be, is this pergola going to create shade for plants behind it?
Okay.
So you should be aware of that. But see, on the other hand, if you created a shade area in your garden, it would allow you during the heat of summer to plant lettuce and spinach, because lettuce and spinach will bolt during the summer months, during July and August, if it gets too hot and it's too sunny. So by creating a little bit of a shade area with your pergola with the grapes, you would be able to grow summer lettuce without having it go into seed real, real quickly because of the shade that is produced by your pergola. But the root system of the grape will not interfere. You just have to say to yourself, short plants in front, tall plants in back, and everything will do very, very well for you. Thank you. And that was a good question. I like that. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dwight from Maine with a question about gloxinium. I believe I'm saying that right.
Gloxinia? Could be. Hey, Dwight, good morning. Merry Christmas to you and your family. How can we help you out today?
Merry Christmas to you too, Paul. I said it was gloxinia that I was wondering whether or not it needed to have a rest period, whether it would die back.
The gloxinia is a bulb.
Yeah.
And what you would do is you would have beautiful foliage on that plant, just like an African violet, and it needs time to rebuild the energy that it takes to grow that gloxinia, and you need to leave it for 6 to 8 weeks. And after 6 to 8 weeks, stop watering. The energy in the foliage will drain back down to the bulb, and the plant will go dormant, and you can leave it dormant during February and March, and then in May, you can start it back up outside on your deck, and it will reflower again for you in the late fall, early winter. But yes, it does need a 2 to 3 month rest period, but it will come right back for you. So, you know, enjoy the blooms on them.
When would it need to be repotted?
You would repot it when you stop the bulb again, because you're going to notice that the bulb itself is going to get larger in size. So as soon as you see that the plant goes dormant, has rested for a while, and again, no water, let the bulb go dormant, then what you're going to do is in April or May, when you bring it up, and that would be the time that you would pot the plant, put some Osmocote food, put it in a larger container, water, and then you'll be in great shape. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from Mass with a question about hibiscus.
Richard, good morning, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you too, Paul. I had a hibiscus I purchased a couple months ago. It had, you know, all kinds of leaves on it. Meanwhile, I haven't planted it. It's still in a pot, and all the leaves have fallen off. What do you recommend doing with it? Should I put it? Okay. So I want to plant it.
Richard, why don't you hold on? We're coming up to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more, and I'll tell you exactly what to do with your plant.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Cato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Power up your survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Richard. Richard, are you still there?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Now, tell me again quickly about your plant.
Yes, I hibiscus I bought a couple of months ago. I had all the leaves on. The leaves have all fallen off now, and it's just the stems. Do I put it in the garden or down cellar or in the house?
You want to keep it in the house. Because it is a tropical plant, and you want to keep it in a brightly lit, sunny window. You want to feed it every time you water. So until the new foliage returns, which should be hopefully in another couple of weeks, don't keep it muddy. So give it a good drink. Give it a chance to dry out a little bit, so the soil should stay moist. Then the new foliage will begin to appear. You can increase the water, but when the foliage does appear, then fertilize it. But again, it's a tropical, and if you plant it outside, unless you live in Florida, it will not survive the winter. Okay, so a little TLC, and hopefully it will come right back for you. Tom, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too. I have a young hydrangea which what I would like to move in the spring. What is the proper way to move it, and what should I do?
Hydrangeas are really, really easy. They can be moved as soon as the frost comes out of the ground. So depending on where you live, if you live south of Boston, you can move it north of Boston, then I would say during April. You want to try and move it before the new growth begins to open up on it. And get as large of a root ball as you can. Add some compost to the soil at the time of planting. And if your soil is on the sandy side, then add some soil moist, because hydrangea require a lot of moisture. Okay? So a little bit of soil moist if it's sandy. Lots of sun. Hydrangea will do better in the sun than it will in the shade. Now, the that's for the blue. If it's a pink or the white, like Annabelle, they will take partial shade. But the blue and your hybrid pink really have to have the sun to do the best. So add a little soil moist, some compost, and they should do very, very well. Because the plant loses its foliage, there's a lot less stress on that particular plant, and the moving process is real, real easy. And, you know, at that time of the year, if you want to move a rose bush, rose bushes are best moved in the spring of the year. If you have a newly planted tree under 6 feet, it's been in the ground maybe a year or two, and you want to move it, during March, early April, if you have small plants that you can handle, like a rhododendron or an azalea, boxwood, and you want to move them, the best time is during March or April, before the new growth begins to develop on the plant, and it will do real, real well. Okay, next week is Sunday. We have all kinds of things planned for you. Folklore, legends, where did tinsel come from? How did we get the mini lights? How did we get the ornaments? And who was responsible for the glass ball? You'll be surprised. We'll tell you about mistletoe. We'll tell you about the legends of holly and ivy. And a lot more. If you would like a garden journal, remember, if you order two or more, you can go on the internet. We will adjust the price. They're $25 instead of $30. The centerpieces can be mailed, can be UPS. If we can get it out by Monday, New England, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Tuesday is New England only, but let us know today or tomorrow, and we'll get everything out for you. Have a great week. Talk to you on Christmas morning. Bye-bye, everybody.